After months of chaotic turmoil in Sri Lanka, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa has agreed to resign. Parliament says he will step down on Wednesday, but the leader hasn't been seen in public since protesters stormed and ransacked his official residence yesterday. The country's prime minister has also said he will leave office to allow an all-party interim government to take over. Now, calm has returned to the streets of Colombo, but the country's economic chaos is far from over. It is unclear what the next government will look like and if it will be able to take any steps to immediately address the country's dire shortages of food, medicine and fuel. Regardless, protesters see the resignations as a victory.
එයා තව දුරටත් ශ්‍රී ලංකාවේ ජනාධිපති නෙවෙයි. එයා ශ්‍රී ලාංකික පුරවැසියන් විසින් නෙරපා හැරලා තියෙන්නේ නන්දසේනව. ඒ නිසා මෙය ජයග්‍රාහී මොහොතක්.
මේ මිනිහව පන්නපු එක තමයි මේ රටේ දරුවන් කරපු ජනතාව මහ ජනතාව එක්ක වෙලා කරපු ඉතාමත් උදාරම දේ. ඒ මනුස්සාව නෙරපල හැරියා පැන්නුවා මිසක් ඉල්ල ලස්වීමක් නැහැ. එයාට මේ ජනතා පරමාධිපත්‍යයක් නැහැ. යව පන්නලා තියෙන්නේ. ඒක නිසා අපිට ඉස්සරහට තියෙන්නේ මේ රට ආදරය කරන මිනිස්සු එක්කහුවෙලා මේ රට ගොඩනගන එක.
A frustration with the country's worsening economic crisis boiled over yesterday. Hundreds of thousands descended on the capital and swarmed Mr. Rajapaksa's fortified residence. Demonstrators claimed they found millions of rupees inside the president's mansion. Assam also set the prime minister's house on fire. Police have arrested three people in connection with the arson attack. Crowds of protesters continue to linger around the president's residence today. As though it was an open house, many residents have been taking selfies in the colonial-era building and using facilities, including the gym and pool. And many demonstrators say they plan to stay at the residence until Mr. Rajapaksa officially steps down. Earlier, we spoke with Ahilan Kadagama, a political economist at the University of Jaffna. He says the new government needs to focus on tackling the country's food crisis first.
The urgent task now is to form an interim government so that the hard task of rebuilding can begin. That's been the demand of the protesters, that one, both the president and the prime minister should resign. A credible interim government of those who are not part of the regime should be formed for, say, a period of 6 months to a year, so that political stability and economic stability could be brought about. And also keep in mind that the parliament lacks legitimacy. So there's also calls to have a people's council with representations from the youth, from trade unions, from professional organizations to look over the work of the parliament to make sure that the people's concerns are raised in these sort of interim policies. The urgent need now is to supply essential goods, particularly fuel, cooking gas, and most importantly, food, because Sri Lanka is facing a food crisis, and we could be facing a situation of famine in a few months if we don't address it immediately. So all those urgent steps are necessary to bring about stability, and perhaps after elections and a new government emerges with a mandate, we would have to think about more medium to long-term economic reforms necessary to take the country forward.